Yan says, yes, request was made. The vice president of Venezuela wanted to come in and discuss COVID-19 and how the approach to COVID-19 was being dealt with. I can tell you all, people make applications. So, for example, two CARICOM prime ministers have reached out to us, making requests for Trinidadian technicians to come to their various jurisdictions to help them with getting their medical plans where they need it to be. We grant exemptions for that. Each application is being dealt with on a case-by-case basis. Understand that was always the intent of the law, but it is not exactly as what Minister Dyal Singh touched on a short while ago. This is not 40-something, 50-something, 70-something people coming back in and staying here. There are risks right now with international travel. So even, for example, when some of these other states, so for example, the United States asked for a flight, permission was being granted. These are people leaving Trinidad and Tobago. What the warning to them is, understand right now, one of the most risky places to be on is an airplane. That has been proven. People just look around at the what we call the importation and the spread of COVID-19. One of the riskiest places to find yourself on right now is an aircraft traveling those long distances. So it is not something that is encouraged. Yes, the permission was granted, and it was a very, very short turnaround. The Venezuelans took serious medical public health precautions, masked up, gloved up, and this type of thing. And after the meeting was conducted, they left immediately.